Hi, I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Radio Kitchen. There are two cuts of meat that have nothing to do with steaks or roasts, but they are the heart of some of our heartiest meals. I'm talking about ham hocks and lamb shanks. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I clearly remember you serving me lamb shanks at Cork's way back in the day, and I was just blown away.
Oh, yes. We used to feature the lamb shanks on the menu, and it was one of the more popular dishes.
And I discovered ham hocks when I wanted to start making split pea and ham soup. It's just an amazing ingredient. Let's talk about where these come from.
Yeah. Okay. The ham hock, it's a joint from the pig's lower leg, either front or back. It not only has some meat in it, it's loaded with collagen and connective tissue. And when you're using that in cooking something, it releases all that gelatin into the liquid and gives you an incredible richness. And usually ham hocks, as a bonus, they've been smoked.
Oh, that's great. Now, is the lamb shank similar?
Kind of, but it's not a joint. It's actually the shin, you know, from the knee down to the ankle.
Right.
And, you know, the back ones are much larger than the front ones, but you can get both.
And they're kind of chewy, though, aren't they?
That's the idea. I mean, we're going to braise these guys to make them delicious.
Good. Let's take a look at the ham hock first. I understand it is a staple of Southern cooking, and it figures in traditional African-American dishes.
Absolutely. You take a dish like basically ham hocks and collard greens, which has to go back, you know, pre-revolution. It was useful for folks, and it didn't cost a lot of money. Same thing for like red beans and rice with ham hock. You know, cheaper ingredients, but made better with a little time and love.
Yeah. Well, when I'm using ham hocks, I wash them. I soak them a little bit to take off the excess salt. And then I score that tough skin that covers the joint because I want it to easily peel off after cooking. And that lets me get to the meat.
Yeah, that's right. And some recipes, they call for roasted ham hocks. They'll tell you not to remove the skin and let it get super crispy. But that's either or.
Now, what are the rules for cooking it?
I mean, most often it's a braise, which means it's a long, slow cook in braising liquid. And I like vegetable-infused broths, chicken and ham, and I can replenish as necessary.
Right.
I would say you should spend 3 to 4 hours simmering the hock and get it soft enough to peel the skin.
If I'm making pea soup, I like to cook the ham hock kind of long and slow. Then I pull it out and peel the skin off, then I toss it back into the broth. And then I add the peas, which will cook up pretty quickly, actually.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, there's carrots and onions and all that.
Yeah. And cooking a shank is very similar. The big difference is you sear the shank first to get it nice and brown, to caramelize the outside, which will melt its way into your sauce. Chicken or vegetable broth, of course, beef broth, aromatic vegetables, bouquet garni, herbs and spices, they're all in there.
Yeah. I think there's usually a lot more meat on a lamb shank.
Particularly the hind shanks, for sure. It's almost, one shank can almost feed two people. It's a huge portion in the back leg.
Yeah.
And I like those, but I prefer the front ones, to be honest with you. But, you know, these either way, they're going to be cooked, you know, 3 to 4 hours, either in the stovetop or in a 300-degree oven. If you do it right, the meat just falls off the bone.
Oh, and it's so delicious. Thanks, Jer.
Of course.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.